Right now, we are very fortunate to be joined by the Chief Operating Officer and Executive Vice President, as well as the Director of Player Personnel, Stephen Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
We are awesome. Thank you so much for making time for us today. We're thrilled to be down here, and I'm actually embarrassed to say I'm going to get the first look at the stadium tonight when the Cowboys take on the Giants. So very much looking forward to it, and I appreciate you making some time for us on a game day.
Well, it's good to be on, and obviously a big day for the Cowboys. We've got a big home game here against the Giants, and obviously one got our backs to the wall here, and we need to play well tonight and come out of here with a win.
Yeah, talk about that. I mean, there are some folks who wanted to write you guys off, but when you look about around the league, and you can call it parity or call it whatever you want, really nobody's out of it at this point. I mean, it's still pretty wide open. You see what happened yesterday with the Saints losing at home to Cleveland. I mean, it's been kind of a weird year so far.
Well, it has been, and, when you're in the situation we're in, we're tending to pay a lot more attention to ourselves than we are anybody else. But, we still feel like as a team, if we can clean up a few things in terms of our penalties and turnovers and continue to move the ball on offense like we've been doing and, play some sound defense like we've been doing and maybe create a few more turnovers on that side, that, we've got as good a chance as anybody.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. I mean, it's got to be frustrating, I'm assuming, sitting in the, in your position. And you guys have played so well, through the season, but still, again, there are a couple games there where you guys had some unbelievable performances. You talk about the defensive performance against the Vikings and then the week before putting up the huge offensive numbers. But to come up short, it's got to be tough to swallow.
Well, it's difficult, and but at the same time, we turn on the film and we go through everything, and there are things that are certainly not terminal and are fixable. And I think our coaching staff, led by Wade Phillips, did a great job this week of getting some of the focus in the areas that we can clean up in terms of the penalties and turnovers both sides of the ball, creating some on defense and. Not having the ones on offense and continue to do what we've been doing, and we think we will win a lot of football games.
Stephen Jones joining us in the zone this morning. Let me ask you about Felix Jones, like yourself, another former Razorback. Looks like he's becoming, or at least getting closer to becoming, maybe the featured back for you guys. He's gotten a little more production lately, a few more opportunities. Can you talk about his performance so far this year?
Well, he's had a good year. He still hadn't. I don't think he had that breakout game that he's capable of having. I think, we're obviously getting him more and more opportunities, and the offense is doing a good job. Jason Garrett is sticking with the run. I think our ratios are good there, and I think, at some point here, Felix has got, that game-breaking speed and ability that, given the opportunities enough, the big players are going to come to him, and with that will come points and hopefully some wins.
In your role as Director of Player Personnel and, kind of looking forward to the future, obviously you're, very much focused on this season, I know, but do you take any time during the season at this point in the year to kind of start evaluating the class that's coming out next year and guys you might want to target?
Well, our scouts are doing a good job, and they bring guys like that to our attention, when games are on television, guys to keep an eye on. And but really our focus is, during the season, is on our team, and we really let our scouting staff go out and really gather all the information for us at this time, and then keeping our eyes on Saturdays on the key players, on the games that we can tune in on television. Of course, we've been to a few, the Arkansas-Alabama game and the Texas-UCLA game. We've seen a couple of them, so it's always fun to keep your eye on that, but at the same time, the main focus is on our team.
I know you got a chance to watch your alma mater in your home stadium there a couple weeks ago. How often do you get a chance to watch Arkansas at all?
Well, we watch them on television quite a bit.
Yeah.
We usually get to a game or two every year up in Fayetteville. So
right.
It's always good to go see go see those guys play. And Coach Petrino's doing an outstanding job with that team this year. And there's going to be some prospects on his team.
Right. Talk about the Super Bowl this year with it coming to the stadium and, some of the things that you guys are responsible for on that end. How much is on your side and how much is the NFL and some of the other folks sort of doing the groundwork on getting ready for the big game?
Well, we obviously are doing some things that, some preparation so that when the season ends that we can convert the stadium into the type of facility the NFL needs for a Super Bowl. So we're aware of the seating capacities and what we what needs to be done. So our staff's doing a good job getting prepared for that. You know, I think it's just going to be a tremendous happening for North Texas. I think it'll be a tremendous economic impact. You'll have people from all over the country come in. Some will come and go before the game even happens, but obviously a lot of them are coming to see the game itself. And it should be a great situation. We certainly want to show them some great Texas hospitality and show them a game and do it in a way that they'll want to come back many times in the future. So really that's our goal, is show them a game and do it in a way that we can have these games here in the future.
Tell me about your typical game day, if you would. I mean, I'm assuming you don't do a lot of sports talk radio interviews on game day typically, but what's your process as far as game day? What are your responsibilities? What are things that you usually tend to before a game?
Well, on a game, you know, a night game, it makes for a long day. It's hard to think about anything other than the game. Now, today we have, you know, some things to do with ESPN. They're having a chalk talk with the, you know, with the talents. The John Grudens of the world are out there and going to have a little of event that even some of our sponsors will attend. And then, you know, typically we're, you know, out at the stadium and waiting for our team to get there. And more than anything, just nervous. As should be the case, the hay should be in the barn. We just need to go play the game now. But a night game makes for a long day. Usually you're up and moving pretty quick, and the game's either going off at noon or 3, and there's not much time to get ready to go.
I've seen your dad out and about in Little Rock occasionally, or in Central Arkansas. I've seen him at Oaklawn, and I know he was at Dickie Stevens earlier this year. He seems to be having a good time regardless of what he's doing. I know sometimes it's stressful, but are you guys able to enjoy the games up in the box, or is there too much on the line for you guys as in the ownership group?
I'd have to say the games are usually pretty pretty miserable. you live and die with every play, and you're losing the game or winning the game with every play. So it's usually, you know, and we've been over the years been lucky enough that we've been on the right side of the score more than we've been on the wrong side of the score. But, you know, until that final gun blows, it's a lot of agony.
Your coach, and, of course, if you guys don't win every single game, the coach is always going to take, you know, some heat from the fan base. And, of course, the media has – we got a lot of time to fill, so obviously we're going to talk about what's going on. But from your guys' perspective, how do you handle that when your coach takes criticism from the public?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is you said it right. I mean, in the NFL, because of parity, there's this old saying that, you know, the other team pays their players too. And and so, you know, you're not going to win more than likely. If you look at the history of the NFL, there's going to be some ups and downs during the course of a season. And the big thing you have to do is, as an organization, as a team, is support everybody, not just the staff, not just the head coach, but the players, and let them know that, hey, this is a long season. We've done a lot to get prepared for it. If the ball hadn't been bouncing our way, at some point it will, and be very supportive. And in the case we're talking about, Coach Phillips, he's obviously a coach who's won a lot of games here in Dallas and been very successful here. And he's an easy guy to support and an easy guy to get behind, because we really feel like sooner than later we're going to right the ship here this season and get on a run and get right back in the middle of this.
Let me ask you about your neighbors across the parking lot. The Rangers obviously have had a great year. They've got an Arkansas guy, and like yourself, again, a former Razorback, Cliff Lee, as their ace. What's your relationship like with the folks over there? And it seems like it's been sort of a kind of a magical year for them with Nolan Ryan coming into the, you know, the management group and everything. It just seems like they're kind of destined to win it all this year.
Well, we had a great relationship with Tom and his family, Tommy and the Hicks group, when they owned the team, and that's who we've spent most of our time with since we've moved into Arlington. But we're just now getting to know Chuck Greenberg, and have met him several times, Jerry and myself, and you know, think he's obviously got a lot of great plans for the Rangers, and obviously with Nolan Ryan and everything they're doing, things have fell magical for them this year, and certainly support them and thrilled about all the success that they're having, and certainly going to be rooting them on here over the next week to 10 days, hoping they can finish it off and bring a world championship to North Texas.
Mr. Jones, RJ Hawk here, and you know, the stadium itself is just magnificent, and the transition from Texas Stadium to Cowboys Stadium, a lot of different events have been at that stadium. What's that been like for you guys and as for the Cowboy fans in DFW?
Well, you know, when we first got into building the stadium, as you might suspect, your first thoughts are, hey, we got to have a great home for the Cowboys and our fans and people who support the Cowboys. But as we delved into it and really started taking a look at it, we saw it could be, you know, a whole lot more than just the home of the Cowboys. And obviously we probably spent about, you know, from the original budget, about $400 or $500 more million to make that the case. And fortunately, that's what's happened. It's, you know, one of the, you know, those movies, build it and they will come. And we've been so fortunate to have a large number of great sporting events already, you know, with the NBA All-Star Game, obviously, the Super Bowl. That's one of the neat things about the Rangers. Who would have ever thought they would have had a World Series and a Super Bowl in North, you know, within a mile of each other, you know, 3 or 4 months apart from each other. So that's been great. But, you know, our goal now is to at some point have as many college football games as we do pro football games, and then, you know, all the other ancillary things that come are neat. And I think at the end of the day, if you're in, you know, you're in our country and you're looking at a big event that you need a venue to house thousands of people, then, you know, I think right now we're fortunate that we're at the top of that list. So hopefully these things will continue. We're certainly going to continue to keep our eye out for them and hopefully keep bringing major events and major sporting events to North Texas.
One last thing here, we'll let you go. I know you got a lot to do today. I just found out this morning that our morning co-host, David Basil, played with you at Arkansas. I didn't realize that.
Yes, he did.
Was he as hard to deal with and annoying as he is now when he was
in
school with you?
Oh, no. He was a great teammate and a great football player for us. And, you know, we were fortunate during that run, too. We had a lot of good football teams. I think he and I were there. We went to, or I know my 4 tenures, we went to, I think, 2 Liberty Bowls, an Orange Bowl, and a Holiday Bowl, and we're always in the top 20 and finished twice, I think, inside the top 10. So we had a lot of good teams, and David was one of our leaders on defense.
You ever talk to Coach Holtz at all?
Yes, I do. I've run into him on many occasions. His son worked for me at one time, and then, of course, Skip has done a great job there coaching. So we're always close to Coach Holtz and admire the job he does for ESPN, and always look forward to saying hi to him.
And how many times have you been hit up for Super Bowl tickets?
More than you can imagine.
I can imagine a lot, I'm sure. It'll probably be a lot more between now and game day. So,
absolutely.
Well, listen, Stephen Jones, we appreciate you very much, and we'll look forward to we'll be seeing you. You probably won't be able to see us, but we'll be at the stadium tonight, and looking forward to seeing the Cowboys play in person for the first time at the new stadium for me. And I know there's a lot of Arkansans, of course, that roll down on a pretty regular basis to check it out. So, anyway, lots of luck tonight. We hope you guys come out with a win. We appreciate you making time for us today.
Hey, great to be on, guys, and let's get a win tonight.
All right. Good luck. Thanks.
Take care.